Ms. Jennings, accounting director.
She wants to spend some money.
I'm sorry. Good morning.
Morning.
On September 22nd, 2009, we began a project that looked at the county's technology needs to eliminate inefficiencies, improve taxpayer services, provide increased accountability, foster open government, and reduce the number of separate legacy systems that we currently have. In June 2010, we completed the needs assessment and council, authorized the finance department to proceed with the process to purchase an integrated software system by next issuing an RFP for procurement systems. So today I come before you to award a bid to BDMP to provide procurement assistance to the county to purchase the integrated software package. Their services would provide developing a list of functional and technical requirements, conducting a fact-finding meeting, developing a request for proposal for the ERP system, developing a procurement scoring methodology, developing demonstration scripts, facilitating vendor demonstrations, producing a site visit memo to be used when we visit the organizations using the software, and conducting contract negotiations. There was a committee made up of six department heads that all chose BDMP. There were multiple reasons why we chose BDMP. They were the lowest rate per hour. They do not bill for travel expenses. They are familiar with Sussex County since they successfully completed our needs assessment. They have no ties to any software or hardware companies. Their approach included on-site visits 36 to 40 days. Their experience included working with governments, 125 other governments, and their price is below what we have in the budget of $250,000. Any questions?
Sounds like a good choice.
Okay. Have you a motion?
Yes. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the finance and data processing departments to hire Barry Dunn, McNeil, and Parker to assist in the procurement of a new enterprise resource planning system at a rate of $175 per hour, not to exceed $106,574.
So move.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to proceed with the software procurement assistant bid award. Any further discussion? Ms. Deaver?
Yes, I'm glad this is moving along.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Good job.
We will skip over, of course, the deleted public hearing at 10:30 and go on to old business. Mr. Mike and Mr. Rutt.
This is the time for the consideration of the appeal filed by Diamond State Community Land Trust. This matter had been heard as an oral argument before council on September 28, 2010, and now is the time for the council to make its decision.
Somebody want to make a motion or somebody?
Well, what we have is the appeal that we have heard. It was deferred, and at this point, the floor will be open for a motion. Mr. Cole, or Mr. Vincent, excuse me.
I mean, I just, I think that the applicant, there was a very extensive record before planning and zoning that they took into consideration. One of the reasons stated by the commission in the motion to deny the application was it did not comply with section 115-25F3D of Sussex County Code. That code applies, that section applies to all cluster subdivision applications filed before January 1st, 2009. And requires that the cluster development lies in a town center, a development area, or environmentally sensitive development area as described in the land use element, and those shown on the future land use plan adopted Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The parcel, which is a subject of subdivision, does not meet the requirement of Sussex County Code. In addition, the Planning and Zoning Commission in its motion to deny found this cluster subdivision application would have an adverse impact on property values under section 99-9C12, Sussex County Code. Again, referring to the cluster subdivision option, which the applicant chose to file under, and referring in particular to section 115-25F3C, the commission must find that all the items in section 99-9C have been addressed and approved. An approval of cluster subdivision for the proposed development will not have an adverse effect on any items to be considered. clearly the commission had sufficient evidence to find the applicant did not prove there was, would be ad, not an adverse effect on surrounding property values. For that reason, I believe that they were made the right decision, and I move we affirm the decision of planning and zoning and the denial of that application.
I have a motion to affirm the planning and zoning's decision in the application of Diamond State Community Land Trust, application number 2010-3. Is there a second to affirm the denial of planning and zoning?
I'll second it.
Okay. For the record, Mr. Rutt, the reasons that Mr. Vincent gave are not necessarily attached to the motion, or they are attached to the motion?
Well, the motion is to affirm the Planning and Zoning Commission. And in essence, what Mr. Vincent has done has explained his reasoning.
Right. Just wanted that on the record.
Yes.
Okay. The floor is open to discussion if it's desired. If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver.
I vote to uphold the Planning and Zoning's denial. And I specify reason two, that the property is located in an investment area four, which is unlikely to benefit from future mass transportation opportunities that are needed to complement moderately priced housing. Such expenditures are generally limited to areas one and two.
Mr. Wilson.
I'm in favor with the motion.
Mr. Wilson votes yes to affirm planning and zoning's denial. Mr. Cole.
No, I believe we should have sent it back to P&Z. I think that the arguments we heard by both attorneys raised enough issues in my mind that they did meet the AR1 requirements. It was a permitted use, and I'd rather see it be sent back, and so I don't support affirming the P&Z's decision.
Mr. Vincent.
For reasons I stated earlier, I vote yes.
I vote yes as well. I believe planning and zoning made the right decision in their denial. Motion carried. Motion carried to deny. Just for the record. Mr. Lane, conditional use 1839.
We have one item of old business, conditional use number 1839, the application of R. Joseph Johnson to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a shop office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 21,962 square feet, more or less, lying north of Road 269, also known as Clay Road, 600 feet east of Route 276, also known as Shady Road. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on July 8th of 2010, at which time the commission deferred action and left the record open for a copy of the wetland delineation. On July 22nd, 2010, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of conditional use number 1839 for R. Joseph Johnson based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the location is in an area along Clay Road that is predominantly residential. All the lots on either side of the applicant's property are used for residential purposes, and it backs up to McNichols Place Mobile Home Park. While there is a tank farm on an acre of property on the other side of Clay Road, it is surrounded by a large tract owned by the state of Delaware that will be farmed in perpetuity. The other C1, B1, and conditional uses are oriented to the Westcott's Corner intersection and are not in the immediate vicinity of this property. Two, the use is an electrical contracting business as a steel building that will not be compatible with the surrounding residential uses. Two, I am not satisfied that the use will not adversely affect Clay Road, which is very narrow and currently very busy. Four, I believe that there are other sites that are currently zoned for this type of use that are more appropriate than converting an existing residential property in a residential neighborhood to a business use. Five, a petition was presented containing 16 signatures from residents of Clay Road in opposition to the application expressing concerns that the property is not compatible with the intent of the zoning code that the property is adjacent to residential uses on both sides and to the rear and lies within 12 contiguous residential properties. That the land across the street is designated for agriculture use in perpetuity, that the business use is out of character with adjoining uses and would diminish property values, and that the rezoning would set a precedent for future uses in this residential area. The petition also contains objections based upon lighting, noise, and other activities that would be associated with a business use in a residential neighborhood, and concerns about traffic that would be created by the use. Six, I do not believe that the purposes in the zoning code for granting a conditional use are satisfied in this application. This would not be well adjusted to its environment and would not offer full protection to surrounding properties if granted. There was a motion and a second and carried with 3 votes to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated. That motion carried 3-0 with Mr. Ross not participating in the discussion or vote since he was not present during the public hearing. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
Any questions for Mr. Lang? All right. Sounds like Mr. Lang, you can, Mr. Rutt, do you have the title? Does the council want to move forward?
The title, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a shop/office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 21,962 square feet, more or less.
Could I get that motion, please?
I'll make the motion.
Second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve conditional use 1839, the application of R. Joseph Johnson. Any discussion? Not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver.
Yeah, sorry, I can't vote for this one. I have to concur with planning and zoning. Six reasons why they turned it down. It is sitting right amongst a totally residential area, and there was a lot of testimony and opposition at the hearing.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote with planning and zoning.
Mr. Cole.
I'll support the planning and zoning's decision because even though the conditional use wasn't, it didn't appear to be that much of an impact, it not real commercially oriented, it was still going to set a precedent of for that area to open it up for other uses and other applications that would maybe would definitely change the character of the area. So I don't think it's warranted at this point.
Mr. Vincent?
I think it's out of place in the area. It's a residential area, not commercial, and I vote no.
Out of character, I agree with planning and zoning. I vote no.
Thank you.
Ms. Webb.
Thank you. The first grant today, Del Mar Buff Forest.
Their event was canceled, so we'll just pass on that one. The rain got them 2 weekends in a row, so we'll just wait till next year.
Okay.
And then you can defer on the second one also. I'm not going to make any...
We'll take that up.
I saved
There's
some money.
Questions about that one? Yeah, I'm saving money.
Thank you. The next one, Sussex County League of Women Voters.
Now, what have we done in the past?
Typically give them, they get a county council grant this year in the amount of $3,075. They produce the booklets with all the information on elected officials that are given out. This year, they're a little short on their printing. The booklet cost for $10,000 is $3,168, a difference of $93. They have had a special request this year from the Board of Elections to go up to 12,000 copies, where the Board of Election gets their own 2,000 copies, which would cost a little bit more, totaling to $3,780. And that then they would need an additional $705 or $141 each if you so wish. So the choices would be the $3,075 is paid out of county council grants. If to the standard 10,000 books, they're only short $93, which is $19 each, to get them to the 10,000 and cover all their printing costs. Or the extra 2,000 books to get them up to 12,000 books, which is short $705, an extra $141
each. $141
each.
Hmm?
So the lecture department doesn't pay anything for those 2,000 books they want?
No.
No.
Not to my knowledge, the way they explained it to me. It's like the Georgetown Board of Elections office down here on Race Street.
Does any, do we fund this thing that, totally?
Sounds like it, doesn't
we
it?
We have been.
Yes, I have, yes. I have printer quotes.
It's very
quotes.
Helpful.
Why should the Women League voters get their advertising on it that they're putting it out and putting no money into it?
They work on it. They do the work behind it.
What kind of work?
Research.
It takes a lot of research for that.
I'll make a motion. What was it, $144 that you said?
For the extra.
$141?
Yes.
I'll make a motion each Councilmatic fund give $141 to the League of Women Voters.
I'll second it.
That's over and above what we are giving?
Yeah.
I'm not in favor of that.
But from a different grant category.
Have an opportunity to vote.
It's not coming, the $3,075 is coming from the County Council Department grant versus your community, your individual community grants. The $141 would come from your individual.
I think
community.
The $3,075 will give them plenty of money.
Okay.
Any well, other discussion?
Wait. I'm not. How many people actually use those things?
They're very, very helpful and very popular, and a lot of people will get in touch with you via those things.
Well, that's funny. I don't have the same constituents.
Okay. If there's no further
I live on the west side, I guess, Joe.
But we have a lot of new people who are moving in that need to know who the government is.
Well, they might need to know, but certainly I don't think most people really know who they're voting for to start with.
If there's no further discussion on that note?
A lot of monies.
We will take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
For $141?
Correct.
No.
Mr. Cole?
Yes, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. The next grant, Boy Scouts of America.
What have we done in the back?
What did we give before?
Previous, we've given them $500.
This is to the council. This is not to an individual
yes.
troop, right? This is to
this is the Boy Scouts of America
$100 per
local
person
council.
Group.
Yes.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to give $100 to the Boy Scouts of America, $100 from each Councilmatic fund. Any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes. Does this go out of state or is this in state? In the county?
So to speak,
they have, it's the Delmarva Council. It's right. It's in our Delmarva. They do like the peninsula, but certainly it's part of Delmarva or part of Sussex County.
Put on earth required to stay within the county.
Certainly.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The next grant, Good Samaritan Aid Organization, is actually a human service grant, which will be coming up next week. So I'm just going to, we'll just defer on it from the community grants. I think it got in the wrong pile at the wrong time.
Okay. That's fine.
And the last
and the Milton Theater.
And are they specifically asking for any particular amount or what?
They're specifically asking for a $1,000 pledge to save the Milton Theater.
A pledge?
Well, grant. They want, I'm sure they're raising funds.
Sure.
And,
all right, I will.
Well, the Milton Theater, is it's privately owned, right?
That's right. Part of your district there, Joan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure is.
Isn't it privately owned or is it?
No, I believe it's a nonprofit.
Nonprofit. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. I'm trying.
Nonprofit.
What's your pleasure, Ms. Steva?
$1,000 out of my account.
Okay.
Yes.
I have a motion and a second to get $1,000 from Ms. Deaver's account for the Milton Theater, Save the Milton Theater campaign. Any discussion? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Mr. Wright, any ordinances to be introduced?
Not that I am aware of or can provide.
There is no additional business from the public. Does council have anything before I ask for a motion to adjourn? Motion by Mr. Cole, second,
yes.
Please. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, folks.